church again this evening. Luke got saved, I believe, 4 years ago, this March 28th, it'd be 4 years. Kind of struggled with whether he was called to save or not. One night he called, he asked me, he said, Dad, how do you know if you're called to preach? I said, God will put it in your heart, you just can't leave it alone. I mean, that's just how you know if God called you to preach, you just can't keep your mouth shut. And so for the last few years, he tried to play Jonah. He tried to run. I said, Luke, don't run. I believe I've known that God has called him to preach in some kind of ministry. I don't know where, I don't know how or what, but I know that Luke, God has called, put a calling on Luke's life. And so here recently, he's just said, you know, Dad, I'm going to start preaching. I've got a meeting set up for him. Not only here, but in March, he's going to be doing a meeting with about six other preachers, young preachers, man. I believe in putting young men behind the pulpit. Right. And so I set up a meeting at Farmersville Station. I got six or seven young men that I'm training. They're going to be behind the pulpit preaching. That's where they belong. If they believe they've been called, then let's get them preaching. Okay? Let's get them back behind that pulpit and see what God can do with them. And so Luke is one of them. And so he's going to school to be a diesel mechanic. Because he said, Dad, what am I supposed to do until I'm called? I said, Son, if you're going to have a family, you've got to work. You can't just take care of a family, poof, it's going to fall out of the sky. I said, you need to go to school. What do you want to do? He's always loved cars. I said, then why don't you go and be a mechanic? And so he's getting ready to graduate in May from mechanic school. Then he'll go for a year to diesel school. But until then, who knows where God's going to use him? We don't know that. But tonight, Luke's going to get up here, and he's going to preach something. And, you know, he's been going over all week long. He's nervous as all get up. And, you know, somebody, I get nervous coming up here. But I've been doing it for, I don't know, 12 years, 11 years or something. And so just pray for Luke while he's up here. Pray God give him the words to speak, the calm and clarity of mind to get up here and say what the Lord has. Luke, why don't you come up here and give us what the Lord has given you. And we thank you for the opportunity for letting him do this. I thank you for being such a family to allow this. Amen. Love you, buddy.
Amen.
You got it, man.
Good. I'm already sweaty, so I'm going to take this off. I bought the suit just to preach. First time preaching in the suit, so you don't get that. At least the first time I preach in the suit, so you get that. We're glad to be in church tonight.
Yeah. I am, yes, sir.
Man, it sounds pretty quiet. Come on. Glad to be in church tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, never thought I'd be up here preaching. You know, I go to school and I hear people all the time at school. Hate my life, and you know, I'm gonna drink my life away this weekend. I'm up here preaching.
That's right.
Drink my life away.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Could be in hell. I could be on the streets. Could be in jail. You never know. My dad could be preaching to me tonight if I was in jail. Just saying, we could be all in jail right now.
That's right, bro.
Please turn with me to Exodus 19, chapter 19, verse 3. Exodus chapter 19, verse 3. In Exodus chapter 19, verse 3, it says, And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I have did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagles' wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice, indeed to keep my covenant, then it shall be a particular treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Tonight I'm going to preach about being obedient and obeying God and what God thinks about obedience. And these verses I just read to you just now is talking about God is telling the children of Israel, telling Moses to to tell the children of Israel what he has done through them if they obey him. He obeyed him, and he kept his covenant. And when they obey him, the children of Israel is a particular treasure to him, to God. Yeah. I'm just saying, if we obey him, we're a treasure unto him.
Amen.
That's what we are. We are a treasure unto God.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Turn with me to Exodus chapter 23, verse 20. Exodus 23, verse 20. In Exodus 23:20, it says, "Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and bring thee into the place which I prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemies, and an adversity unto thy adversities." It's saying right there, the children of Israel obeyed that angel, God is to protect the children of Israel. If we obey God, he's gonna help us from our enemies when they attack us. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26, and it says, "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I commanded you this day to go after other gods which ye have not known." He wants us to obey him, but there's people out there who do not obey him and going after other gods.
Yeah.
There's other gods out there. Mm-hmm. And they can be anything. They could be TV, video games, food. Those are just some things that come to my mind right now. There's many things we can be here all night saying, that is probably a God in my life. And God wants us to get rid of it and obey him.
Right. It's good, brother.
Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1. Deuteronomy 13:1. In Deuteronomy 13:1 it says, "If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and give thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, therefore he spake unto thee, saying, Let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or the dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul." I can't remember the verse. I can't remember what it is, but in one of the verses in the beginning of the Bible, it says when the devil should be like the Most High. This is telling us people are going to try to be like God and take over what God has said and try to be prophets and dreamers of dreams. And we cannot obey them. We need to obey what God has given to us. We need to obey him. Because there's other people who are going to preach things that sound good, but they're not of God. They sound spiritual, but they're not spiritual. They're not of God, and people are going to believe it and be damned and go to hell because of it.
Go ahead, brother.
And we need to obey God and stop those people. Not everybody's called to preach, but you could be called to pray for the people who do preach and help them.
Good, brother. Yeah.
Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 10. In Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 10, it says, "Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God, and do his commandments and the statutes which I command you this day." He's telling us that we need to obey his commandments. Now, you're not going to tell me real quick, but I'm about to read off a verse. In Romans 10:13, it said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That's a commandment from God. And if you don't believe that, you're not saved.
Yeah.
It says to obey. So if you're lost here tonight, if you obey God, that commandment, you shall be saved.
Right.
Tonight. Not tomorrow. You could be saved tonight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It can always happen tonight. It can always happen tomorrow, but God wants to happen tonight.
Right.
If you obey him tonight.
Yeah.
And then 1 John 14:15 says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." If we love God, we will keep his commandments. And if we keep his commandments, we're obeying him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 61. Deuteronomy 28, verse 61. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 61, it says, "Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law, then will the Lord bring upon thee, until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whether as ye were as stars of heaven, for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord your God." In those two verses, it's just saying, if we don't obey him, he's going to bring plagues and death upon us if we do not obey him. And then in Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, it says, "And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you and do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you not, and ye shall be plucked from off the land whether thou goest to possess it."
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about the children of Israel right there. And these three verses go together because God is telling the children of Israel, if you don't obey me, he will destroy you and he will pluck you off the land wherever you go. That's what he's saying there. And he will do that to us if we do not obey. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1, it says, "And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come unto thee, the blessing and the curse which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whether the Lord thy God hath driven thee, and shall return unto the Lord your God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children with thine heart and with all thy soul, that then the Lord thy God will return thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whether the Lord thy God has scattered thee." So if people, the children of Israel, obey him, God will take them out of captivity and bring them back. If we're in captivity today and if we started obeying him, God would take us back. And he would help us wherever we're going through. It doesn't have to be physically, it can be spiritually that we're going through that captivity.
Right.
And he can help us with that. We just start obeying him again, obeying him. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 7. And the Lord thy God will put all these curses upon thy enemies.
Yep, you got it. You're good.
And on them that hate thee, which persecutest thee. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord, and do all the commandments which I commanded thee this day. Saying that God will put curses on our enemies if we obey. That seems pretty simple. I think everybody can get that. If we obey him, he will take care of our enemies. We don't have to take care of it for us. We don't have to do it. God will do it. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and leadeth length of day of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord swear unto the fathers, Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give. He's giving a blessing and a curse, but he tells us choose life because he knows better. He's telling us to choose life because he wants us to obey him and to cleave unto him and to love him. He's giving you a choice. He's giving you choices, but he's like, here's the better choice. You probably should just take this choice. Yeah. But most people don't because they think they know better than God and don't obey.
Yeah.
Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 12. Verse 13. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 13. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 13, and it says, now therefore, behold, the king whom have chosen and whom ye have desired, and behold, the Lord hath set a king over you. If you will fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, be against you, as it was against your fathers. That's talking about, that's when Saul was becoming king. And he's saying that if you and your king obey him, he's going to reign longer. Your king, he wants you to obey him right there, but he will destroy you if you do not obey.
Mm-hmm.
1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 18. First Samuel 15, verse 18. First Samuel 15, verse 18, and it says, and the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy them, the sinners, the Amalekites, that, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, and didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord has sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of the Amalekite, and the and have the utterly destroy the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than that the fat of rams.
Right.
Saul did not obey the Lord, and took the sacrifices and the spoil. And that is rebellion. Then you look in the next verse, verse 23 says, for rebellion is a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. He's talking to Saul right there. That's who you are. That's how you act. He's going to reject him from being king. He's going to destroy him and the people, because they thought they knew better than God. Please turn over to Job 36, verse 10.
Say Job 36.
Mm-hmm.
Job 36, verse 10. Job 36, verse 10. And it says, He openeth also thine ear to discipline and commendeth that they return from iniquity. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
We need to obey God, because if we do, he's going to take care of us and give us pleasures. But if we don't, we're going to perish and die without knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Jesus Christ, the Bible, knowledge, or this Bible right here, the King James Bible. That's what he's talking about right there. Turn to Psalms 18, verse 44. Psalms 18, verse 44. Psalms 18, verse 44. And it says, As soon as thy hear of me, they shall obey me, and strangers shall submit themselves unto me. That's talking about the Gentiles getting saved right then. The strange people. That is the Gentiles, not the Jews. Talking about God will save them.
Mm-hmm.
The strangers. Because they will obey. When they hear them, they will obey. That's talking about the Gentiles right there.
Mm-hmm.
Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17, and it says, The eye that mocketh at his father and despite to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagle shall eat it. Matthew chapter 15, verse 4, it says, For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and thy mother. And he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. If we do not obey our parents, we are not obeying God. We are going to die the death.
Mm-hmm.
If we obey our parents, my mom says, my grandfather, her dad, took care of my grandmother, my great grandmother, for a long time, because they told my grandfather he had a heart attack when very young, and he said he's not going to live past 50, but he always took care of my great-grandmother. And my grandpa lived to 72. My mom believes, and I believe, that he honored his mother, and he lived long, many years after. I think we should all obey our parents. We will all live longer.
That's good.
Turn me to Jeremiah 12, verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 17. Jeremiah 12, verse 17, and it says, "But if they will not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy the nation, saith the Lord." It says right there, God will destroy a nation. And if you don't believe that, there's a problem, because if he's going to destroy a nation, he's going to destroy you if you don't obey him. Mm-hmm. So I think we should all obey him right there, because it says right there in the Bible, obey him. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. And it says, "And he saith unto them, Why are you so fearful, O ye little faith? And he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" I think we should act more like the winds and the seas and start obeying God. Mm-hmm. We probably would be better off in this country if we start obeying God like the winds and the seas did.
Good.
Turn with you, Luke chapter 17, verse 5. Luke chapter 17, verse 5. In Luke chapter 17, verse 5, it says, "And the apostle said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord said, If ye had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye might say unto this cyan tree, Be thou plucked up by the root, and thou planted in the sea, and should obey you." In the same way that Jesus is saying to the disciples or apostles that if we had just the faith of a mustard seed, we can do anything. But first we have to obey to get that faith of the mustard seed. That's what God's saying right there. And if we all have that, we can do great things through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Turning into Acts chapter 5, verse 28. Acts chapter 5, verse 28. Mm-hmm. Acts chapter 5, verse 28, and it says, "Saying, Did not we straightly command you that ye should not teach in his name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intended to bring this man blood upon us." Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men. Mm-hmm. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior for a to give rain to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is it. Is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him." Mm-hmm. When they heard that, they were cut to the heart, and took counsel to slay them. It's saying right there We should not be afraid of what other, what men think of us. Just obey God.
Yeah.
And God says to obey him. But people are going to hate us because we obey God. There's people at my work just the other day that told me, I said something about a preacher, and the guy said, you know what? I hate God.
Yeah.
He has no right hating God. But he hates God and doesn't want to obey him. And he knows I'm a Christian, and he hates it. But I can't worry about him. Just worry about me and what God wants for my life.
Amen.
Good, brother.
Turn with me to Romans chapter 6, verse 11. Romans chapter 6, verse 11. Romans chapter 6, verse 11, and it says, likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be glad, be yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof.
Mm-hmm.
Neither yield ye your members of instruments to unrighteousness, to sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members are instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under the grace.
Amen.
God wants us to use us for him, but the devil wants us to use our bodies for him.
Right.
We need to obey God and use ourselves for him.
Good.
That's all I have.
Amen.
Thank you.
Get it?
Amen. Okay. That's right.
You don't obey?